Hey, weirdo, what are you doing? Well, you're out of luck. My sister and mom went Christmas shopping in town. Apparently, the sweater they got for my dad is two sizes too big, so womp womp. What? It's a candy cane, idiot. What? Didn't they like invent candy canes when you were born? Okay, yeah. It's a different color. I like the ones that have all the different lines, see? They're like the smaller lines on the candy cane that go into the bigger ones. I don't know. I think they taste better. What? You can turn the TV on whatever you want. I'm just enjoying my candy cane and flipping through Twitter. Of course I'm on Twitter. Genius. Everybody who's in their early 20s is on Twitter. Jeez. But also, I wanted to see what my boyfriend's up to. Well, I don't get to see him, obviously. What? You have a problem with how I'm eating my candy cane now? You're so annoying. I don't know why my sister puts up with you. Speaking of, how did you guys meet anyway? Aren't you like 10 years older than her? Through mutual friends. Right. You're a pervert. Seriously though, before you, my sister always dated people her own age. So, imagine the surprise when she brought you home. What? Some redeeming qualities? Well, yeah, she's my sister. She tells me things. Like what? You really would expect that, wouldn't you? You think that I'm just gonna tell you what my sister tells me in private? Break the fucking sanctimonious bond we have as sisters? Of course I'll tell you. Well, she told me about the time that you took her ice skating. Yes, when she couldn't come home for Christmas last year. And how you gave her this really pretty necklace when you were out on the middle of the rink. She showed me pictures of the cat that you got her for Valentine's Day. What else? Oh, she told me how you guys made out in that car that you rented when you went ice skating because you got snowed out. You couldn't drive anymore on the freeway. So, had to pull over on the side of the freeway and keep each other warm by making out. Honestly. And other things. What? Oh, trust me. I don't want to embarrass you. You don't want to know. Okay, fine. I'll tell you because I feel like this is an attempt for us to get closer. I mean, clearly my sister thinks you guys are going to get married, so we might as well become buddies, right? Okay. So, you see how this candy cane I have is bigger than normal candy canes? I mean, one could say that it's above average. I mean, that is saying there are candy canes that are just normal size, and they have the cute little mini ones that you like get at elementary school. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about, right? Well, Oh, stop. Fine. Okay, I'll tell you. Well, my sister, she says that you're bigger than this candy cane right here. Is that true? Oh my gosh, look how red in the face you just got. You don't have to answer because your reaction answered for you. What? Well, we're alone, so it's not like anybody heard me. And you're not gonna tell, are you? I didn't think so. You see, you're really cute. And my sister, bless her, can be a bit of a prude. I mean, I would be lying if I said that I wasn't excited when she said that she was bringing you with her. I'm not joking, and I'm not trying to embarrass you. There's a reason why I decided not to go Christmas shopping with them, and it's not because I wanted to sit on the couch and eat candy canes all afternoon and scroll through Twitter. It's because I knew that you were staying home too, nursing off that terrible eggnog hangover. Such a bad boy. Well, I say boy, but you're clearly a man, according to my sister. why don't you stop acting all affronted and have a little bit of fun with your girlfriend's cute little sister, who, if you've been paying attention at all, has, shall we say, great oral skills? I mean, take a look at this candy cane. I've sucked almost all of the stripes off. Don't you, want to, replace the candy cane, so to speak? You can say no all you want, but, that bulge in your pants tells me another story. It's okay. Let me just, scoot a little bit closer to you. There we go. My dad's at work. My lovely sister and my mom have gone into town Christmas shopping, and you know how they get when they're together. They'll probably be gone for hours. I know that you think that I'm cute. Last night when we were all at the dinner table and I was telling that story about the girl who broke the fire extinguisher box at school and I got a little bit too excited and was moving my hands a lot, I caught you looking down my shirt. You see, as I was saying that, I just put my hand on your crotch and you didn't even flinch. Tell me that you want it, yeah? Tell me that you want to face fuck your girlfriend's little sister. We're both adults and the holidays are so stressful. Why don't you, let me give you a little bit of a stress relief. Yeah? See, I thought you might begin to see it my way. That's good. I'm going to, just get down here. Oh, sorry. I had to scoot that chair out so I could get between your legs. Like this. You know, this is really exciting for me. You're going to be the oldest guy I've ever gone down on. And I have to say, it's It's pretty exhilarating. Oh, don't worry, just so you know, if there's anything that my sister doesn't do, I'll do it. I'm sure that you've heard that sibling rivalries go really deep, but ours goes much deeper. And if I can one-up her by getting in the holiday spirit with you, all the better. So, why don't you show me my new candy cane, huh? Please. Oh, wow. See, I knew you were gonna be so much bigger than my candy cane. And you're already so hard for me. Does that feel good? I put my warm, wet little mouth around the head of your cock. I'd say all my shameless flirting has got you achingly hard. In fact, hand me my candy cane real quick. I'm going to try something. I've heard that menthol and like mints or candy canes can lead to a nice little sensation when you're going down on someone. So, want to test it? Let me see it. Just watch me sucking on my candy cane and thinking how it's gonna be your cock in a minute. Don't worry, I'm gonna keep stroking you while I do it. All right, time to find out. How does that feel? Nice and cool and tingly as I take your cock into my mouth. Tell me something. When you first met me, did you think only a year later I'd be on my knees with your cock firmly in my mouth? Like you're ready to face fuck myself on it? So eager, already pushing your hips to meet my mouth. Tell me something. Can my sister go this far down on it? No? Well, I guess that's something I'm better at than, huh? Doesn't that feel good? Having my tongue start at the head and lick it all the way down. Do you like it when I look up at you while I do it? Make eye contact with you while you face fuck my pretty little mouth. Mm. I want you to paint the back of my throat white. As white as that snow that's outside covering the driveway. That's it. Drunk blowjob slut. So, does my sister let you face fuck her? No. Do you want to face fuck me? Yeah. See, I told you you were a pervert. Stand up. Yeah. Now I want you to put your hand on the back of my head and use my mouth as a flashlight. Don't look nervous. It's okay. I really, really want it. Cause like sex is great and all, but I don't get half as turned on from sex as I do from giving blowjobs. I mean, look. Well, no, I'm not wearing panties, but do you see how wet my tight little pussy is? And that's just from blowing you. Think about how drenched I'm gonna be after you face fuck me. You ready? Mouth and onto my tits. I can feel my eyes watering. My mascara must be running something terrible. Are you ready to come down my throat? Tell me something. Do I look even prettier with tears coming out of my eyes and black running down my face? My spit and your cum all over my mouth and my chest. Yeah. Do I look prettier than my sister? Let me clean you up. Oh, well, we should probably both go get that cleaned up, but before we do, I want you to look. I told you, my pussy is so wet right now. Getting treated like a human fleshlight, especially by you. It's fucking intoxicating. So, later, I want to come sneak into my bedroom and put that gorgeous cock of yours somewhere else. That's okay. She always goes to bed early the night before Christmas. See you then.